This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The Grand Bigs. Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Molly and Haw.
Bigs time.
The Bigs Report.
With Brad Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Bigs.
Brad Bigs talks football with you.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a long-time contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Biggs A!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Oh, we've just come to a conclusion that Homeland over hockey. That would be the takeaway from this morning thus far. But that's not everyone.
Okay.
Hey, the price of paying poker going up, well, in a lot of ways, certainly with the tickets, but we'll get to that in a second. The salary cap increase, not necessarily great news for a team like the Bears that already has enough salary cap. That means everybody armed for free agency.
Well, The caps, everybody knew the cap was going to go up, okay? And you looked at different projections of where the cap would be, and I think it's going to – and they still don't know exactly where it's going to be. The NFL teams were given a range yesterday because the league's got to finalize negotiations with the Players Association on specifically what number it lands on. It's projected now to be maybe – $6 million more than people originally thought it was going to be. That's $6 million more for the Bears, $6 million more for the Packers, the Vikings, the Lions, and every other team. So when it's a league-wide thing like that, I don't think it has any impact on the Bears because everyone is getting that same increase of what it was conservatively estimated to be. Cap space has not been an issue for the Bears for quite a while, with the exception really of 2022, when they kind of reset the books and they carried a bunch of dead money this season. The cap space wasn't an issue at all a year ago. What's an issue is not having enough talented players, and just because a team has a lot of cap space, it's no guarantee that it will be filled with players in March that wind up being difference makers in September and October.
Excellent point, Brad. Good perspective. So tell me this. First of all, people learn that they have to read your mailbag because it's chock full of good information, as it was yesterday on ChicagoTribune.com. In there, you explain what might happen if the Bears have to go to Plan B. I guess that's me calling it Plan B. If Plan A is Trey Smith and he's not available for whatever reason, who are some guards that might come to mind as Plan B?
Yeah, folks seem to think it's fait accompli that the Bears are going to wind up with Trey Smith, and no one no one at all seems to have any issue at all paying a guard, an interior offensive lineman, north of $22 million a year, or roughly that it'll take. And those are conversations that need to take place, right? You know, there's a reason why some teams would be very hesitant or flat out refuse to go into that neighborhood for pay for an interior offensive lineman. Fortunately, there's a handful of them. I think, you know, naturally your plan B, okay, if you can't get that guy, well, can you get a stud in the draft? Are you comfortable with that? Would you draft a guard at number 10? Is Tyler Booker, the Alabama player, good enough to say, yeah, we can take an interior offensive lineman that high in the first round? And if you are advocating for them to sign Trey Smith, if he's available in free agency for a deal that's going to cost $22 million or more annually, then you got to be fine with drafting an interior offensive lineman in the top 10, right? Like, you can't say 10 is too high to draft a guard and still be okay with paying $22 million a year, because I think some people don't like the idea of an interior lineman that high in the draft because of positional value. Well, if you're going to place value on it at $22 million a year for a guy, then you better be willing to draft an elite one that high. Aaron Banks of the 49ers, former Notre Dame offensive lineman, he'd be an option. There's not a ton of guys.
Mekhi Becton?
That are close to them. Yeah, I mean, Becton, he was a disaster with the Jets.
Yeah.
He got fixed by the Eagles. Is he all of a sudden the player the Jets thought they were going to get years ago, or was he potentially made better by the players around him? You know, there's a handful of guys that would be suitable one-year options or short-term options if, the team has, say, a high draft pick at one guard position and invest heavily at center. You know, you could plug in a guy at that other spot. Kevin Zeitler is from just up the road in Brookfield, Wisconsin. I think he's actually hoped he could land with the Bears at a couple points during his career. Spent this past season with the Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. He's an older player, though. Like, you got to have an honest evaluation about a guy that's 33, 34 years old.
I understand that Kansas City needs to fix their offensive line. That's kind of their off-season priority, and they need a left tackle. They've needed a left tackle for a lot. They've cycled through left tackles for a long time, and you would think that they'd love to solve that position, which is not an easy one to do. I just don't know if I believe that they're going to still let Trey Smith. I don't care what anyone's reporting. I feel like you don't get better if you let guys that can play go. And I think Trey Smith's a good enough player that they can figure out a way to get him back in Kansas City. Am I being too hopeful that he could hit the open market, even to have a shot at overpaying him? Or do you think he could maybe be stifled from that? I think they'll reach an agreement with him. I don't know that they're going to have to tag him.
Well, I think that you want to have a conversation with him. And then what's his mindset? Does he want to stay with the team that drafted and developed him and is going to be a contender for the foreseeable future with the quarterback that's in place there? Or is he interested in getting every last dollar that he possibly can?
Right.
And some guys are wired that way, and there's nothing wrong with it. So what's his motivation in this? The Chiefs have got some other young players that they've got to figure out how they're going to keep them. They're probably going to need to do some you know, math with Patrick Mahomes' contract to create a little bit more salary cap space. The when you draft and develop and you've got an elite quarterback and you win a lot of football games, these are problems that you encounter, and they're good problems to have. And, yeah, I you know, the Chiefs might be, you know, opposed to sinking huge money in another guard. They might feel confident in their ability in this draft to go out and get a really good player that they can then have on a very affordable rookie contract. You know, they paid Joe Tooney in free agency in a big way several years ago. I think the deal at the time averaged like $16 million a year. Might have made him the highest paid guard in the league at the time. He's going to be entering the final year of his deal. Do they extend him to lower his number? I don't see him having huge money in two interior offensive linemen, but I'm sure they're going to look for a way to potentially keep Trey Smith, and it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because the Bears and a host of other teams, and there's a lot of teams that are going to have ample salary cap space, guys. Like half the league is going to be at above $30 million in cap space. So there'll be competition for that guy in the market.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
All right, Brad, let's talk about this 10% ticket increase coming after a season in which the Bears lost 10 straight games. In the letter to season ticket holders, Kevin Warren indicated, maybe as a way to assuage the fan base, that they would be aggressive in free agency. But it's the same team president that a year ago, I think almost exactly a year ago this month, talked about how happy he was that Justin Fields was still a Bear and would be a Bear. And that didn't go very far. So I don't know what to believe in these letters to the fan base. What do you make of the ticket increase, and how do you think that they did in terms of justifying it?
Well, they could charge anything they want because there's still demand. Mm-hmm. And when fans talk about being outraged with a 10-game losing streak and their inability to win a playoff game and an extended rebuild and a reboot of the rebuild, well, they're still buying tickets. They're still showing up at Soldier Field. In the last 20 years, there are very few instances of games I've been at where you look at it like, wow, they are showing their disdain for the product by staying away. I can remember a game against the Redskins. It was late in the 2016. 2016 season, I think it was, where it was like a solid third of the seats were empty. But guess what? They were paid for, right?
Yeah, that's
you know?
Right.
And so people could be turned off, but they have a great understanding of the dynamics involving their tickets and what happens with those tickets on the secondary market. And so I think what they're doing is trying to ensure that they have a bigger piece of the action, that if tickets in this section can be resold at X number of dollars, we're going to charge closer to that. So we're taking a bigger piece of the action, and the fans have continued to support that and buy the tickets. You know, the letter was a bunch of gobbledygook and, you know, corporate. Like, if you're
yeah.
trying to appeal to your common fan who buys season tickets, I don't know that was the way to go. But they've got a captive audience. They've got people that are still shelling out money to come see them, that are consuming the product, that are spending their time on Sundays following the team, and I think they're probably pretty confident that it's not going to be an issue for them. It's bold, though, because in the past, when they came off embarrassing seasons and when they played really poorly, it would be flat, right? Or it would be a really minimal raise to the season tickets, and there would be kind of a different tone, I think, in the letter that they sent out. But they're going bold. They believe that they can get this thing going in the right direction, and if they do, people aren't going to care what they're paying for the tickets, I don't think.
I just wonder, as an experiment, just listening to what you said, how high could they go where people wouldn't pay? I mean that.
Yeah,
like,
well,
30%, 40%?
Someone's still going to pay. That's unfortunately, they're taking advantage
scale.
Of that.
Yeah, that's a sliding scale based on how the team's performing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the team is 10-7 and plays in a wild card game next year, they're going to be like, all right, yeah, the Bears are back. And I mean, you know how fans are around here. Like, it's either they're in contention for the Super Bowl or everyone should be fired. So. If they go 10-7, they'll be a shoe-in for the Super Bowl the year after that, and people will pay a 12% increase. I don't know, but that's the NFL. It's king. They print money. That's why the valuation for these organizations is through the roof, because the media rights contracts are massive and only continue to grow.
So, Brad, among the items in your mailbag was a description of every new staff member that would maybe the assistant coaches that were added this week and maybe not announced yet. Please tell the audience and share with me how the Bears have an assistant special teams coach who has a PhD.
Oh, yeah, I don't. I mean, I haven't talked to the guy yet. But Anthony Blevins was a grad assistant. I think it was at Mississippi State, and was a grad assistant coach. And he obviously took his graduate level classes very seriously while there, and was able to get a doctorate. So they've got they've got Dr. Blevins. To help out Richard Hightower with special teams, and you would imagine that's a good thing, right?
It's impressive.
Will you call him Dr. Blevins, or will you call him Dr. Football, or maybe Dr. Special Teams?
Yeah, they don't let us talk to the assistant position coaches very regularly. And he's been around previously. I believe he was a Bill Walsh a fellowship intern for him previously, has got some experience with the New York Giants and Arizona Cardinals as well.
Impressive credentials. You don't see that very often on a coaching staff. You don't see a guy with a PhD coming to.
Yeah, I don't know that that's something you want to like you're using that card very often with your players, but clearly he's going to be a sharp guy, right?
Definitely.
Well, he's gonna have like a jacket with patches, and he'll have a pipe while coaching. The long snapper. With
brandy.
With a snifter of brandy.
Every time I hear doctor, I'm like, this guy's going to have like a stethoscope around
his
neck.
Exactly.
White lab coat, but no.
All right, Brad.
Kind of doctor.
So next week is the NFL Combine. I think the Bears as a staff are leaving Sunday for Indianapolis. Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles will address the media. When will we hear from them? And what does this week mean for the staff that's maybe getting together and going on a road trip for the first time?
Yeah, I think they're talking on Tuesday, but I know they've set the date and maybe even the time. I'm just keeping it one day at a time right now myself, though, Dave, before I get to that next week.
I respect that.
I am looking forward to hearing what they have to say. But, you know, you would hope that by the time they hit the road, they've got a pretty good feel for the players that were on the roster this past season. And that's guys that are still under contract and guys that are coming out of contract and they'll need to make decisions on here in the near future because they haven't had a lot of time.
Right.
But I think they've probably had enough time to get down to it. And those have got to be, you know, good experiences too when you got two coaches piling in the same vehicle to make the drive down to Indianapolis for the combine. You know, most teams are flying. I think the Bears generally drive that trip. And so you get some bonding. Guys can get to know each other maybe a little bit. But, you know, they need to be up to speed on their own team. And you would think there's a possibility maybe they've had some early free agency conversations.
Yep.
I'm talking about the coaches, you know, the personnel folks. They're going to be up to speed on that because that'll open up basically about a week after the combine wraps up.
Great stuff, Big Z. Really fun catching up.
Thanks, Brad. Enjoy the hockey game.
What hockey game?
Thank you.
There's a game tonight.
Baseball's on, Dave.
Thanks,
come on,
Brad.
Man.
Thanks,
yeah.
Brad.
Come on.
Enjoy the Cubs.
The Mizzou just
opener.
Absolutely dominated Fort Frank, Alabama last night.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Blew them out of the gym.
Yep.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
See you, buddy. That's our guy, Brad Biggs, Mizzou graduate. Proud Mizzou graduate.
Proud Mizzou graduate.
Yeah. Every once in a while, the Bears will draft a guy, and Biggsy would do a dance for you. He'd be very pleased. All right.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.